with them, and given that, you know, the weather requires us to be with them, just keeping warm indoors.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, let's hope for more sunshine on all of that as we go along. Let me ask you this. What is GBTSA, that is Girls and Boys Town South Africa? How do they make a difference to young men and women's lives?
Well, we are an organization that is dedicated to female heartbroken children. So through our four national youth development centers, we provide a natural space where, you know, children in need can find comfort as well as support through our unique therapeutic programs that empower them to sort of overcome their own personal challenges and build a bright future.
Now, the 4th of October is National Hug Day, and I like that. Everybody likes a hug now and again. And if you, without hugs, you just don't smile anymore. What role does a hug play during the GBTSA's healing program or programs?
Yeah, you know, that is, given that, you know, we provide therapeutic programs during our healing, so hugs will provide a very vital healing approach because, you know, they convey an environment of safety, a feeling of love, and helping to build trust between our caregivers and the children that go through our program. So this simple gesture, it might look, you know, light and simple, but it actually fosters connection as it encourages our youth and children to express their feelings, which is obviously essential for their emotional healing.
You know, if I get a hug or if I'm giving a hug, I feel all warm and wonderful all over. I suppose the scientific benefits of hugging and giving a hug, expressing that, is a wonderful thing, not so?
Yeah, of course, because, you know, the scientific research has shown that, you know, hugging actually lowers cortisol levels, which is a hormone that actually helps to reduce stress. And it also increases oxytocin, which is a hormone that, you know, is called a love hormone. And it actually fosters feelings of bonding and security. So specifically for children, especially, you know, heartbroken children, it means, you know, they're going to have better emotional regulation, have an improved mental well-being, as well as an enhanced social development. Although, you know, the scientific program speaks to the entire human being, but speaks for children, that's what role it plays, especially during the healing.
You know, I suppose my next question would basically be, when last did you hug someone, Daryl? And then I look at you and I say to you, tell me, when was the last time you received a hug or gave a hug, sir? Was it this morning or has it been a while?
Wow.
Well, you know, because I'm a married man, I received a hug from my wife on the first day and my kids as well. So it's something that forms part of our culture here at home.
Well, that's fantastic because not everybody, of course, enjoys that specifically, but well done to you. You've got a warm glow about you. I see it through the call I'm making to you. Why is National Hug Day then important? I think we've almost covered that.
Yeah, well, you know, the importance of this National Hug Day for us as well in Cape Town, given that, you know, millions of children in South Africa are vulnerable and are at high risk of experiencing some sort of abuse and neglect. So really what we want to do during the National Hug Day on the 4th of October is to give an opportunity to our citizens, you know, so that we can emphasize the importance of parents providing safety and protection for children, as well as, you know, what power a human connection is provided through a hug. So as Girls and Boys Town, we do understand that although a hug is a simple gesture, but it conveys, you know, critical elements for the children, which is safety, trust, and love. And, you know, those feelings are vital for the children's emotional recovery. And we want to really remind the public that this mild acts of kindness can really make a world of difference.
So just a reminder again, of course, we have National Hug Day being celebrated on the 4th of October, but you can't just go up to a complete and utter stranger, I know I'm being flippant when I say this, and just say, here's a hug for you. They will not like that. So how can we get involved in supporting the GBTSA?
Yeah, well, we would like to invite everyone during the 4th of October to take a moment just to meditate and think about the significance of a hug, you know, spending a moment for those children who long for a hug, and then what our public participants can do, they can share the rest of their hug, you know, by supporting our programs through donations or sponsorship. And, you know, we also invite them to share their own personal hug story through our social media pages, because I believe that everyone does have, you know, sort of like a story where, you know, they were vulnerable, they were hurt, but, you know, a hug really provided some relief. So, you know, these contributions and donations will actually help us to reach more children in need of healing and providing them with the care and emotional support they really deserve.
It's such a, it seems such a an easy thing to give. It's not like giving money or buying presents for people. It's just an ordinary hug, and yet it means so much. Therefore, the impact is really great, not so?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, since the inception of Children Voice Hug in 1968, we have really helped thousands of children. You know, we help them to heal through our therapeutic programs. They manage to, you know, heal emotionally. And, you know, we have countless of success stories that we have created. And we have made an impact, you know, by offering a safe environment through our youth development centers. You know, we have provided combined and emotional psychological support. So we see children regain confidence, improve in school, as well as build their self-worth. And we have numerous encounters of alumni who are successful out there because they went through our programs and we managed to actually make them shine.
Khania, is there anything else on this subject while I have you on the line? Anything else that you just would like to add to that specific day or in general?
Yeah, well, one thing that I can say is that thank you so much for an opportunity for us to actually showcase, you know, what we want to share with the public. And I think it's critical that each member of the community or all of our citizens think about, you know, children who don't have a safety, children who are not protected. And obviously, you know, you can't go around hugging all the children. So our facilities are there to provide, you know, the safety and healing for the children. So we just invite the public to either, you know, share their personal hug story or, you know, go through our website, www.gazenbentown.org.za, and share the rest of their hug so that we can, you know, continue to heal many more vulnerable youth and children.
Well, there you go, Khania Mothapo. Thank you very much. The National Fundraising and Research Mobilization Officer at Girls and Boys Town, South Africa. Thank you for your time and enjoy Heritage Day tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Darren. You too, enjoy Heritage Day.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Here's Oasis then.